Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios CEO Joseph Collins. Listen live as we discuss the Punch TV Studios IPO 2.0, funding for your film, acting in film and television, new affiliate stations, and all things Punch TV Studios. Meet the stars of your favorite Punch TV Studios film and television shows and find out how you can be a part of the company that is revolutionizing media. Call 657-383-1974 and join in on the conversation. And now your host, Punch TV Studios CEO Joseph Collins.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and thank you for joining us on another episode of Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios CEO, Mr. Joseph Collins, and I am your co-host, Sharifa Hardy, and it is our TGIF show. Thank God it's Friday. We've had an amazing week, amazing guest, had a technical difficulty yesterday. For anyone who tried to tune in to the show yesterday, we were unable to broadcast simply due to technical difficulties. So we definitely apologize for that and thank everyone for tuning in today. So before we get started on today's show, we want to make sure that you let a friend know that Changing the Conversation is on the air. So you want to post it on your social media, post it on your Facebook, tweet it out, text a friend, go over to your neighbor's house, knock on the door, and let them know that they need to tune in to Changing the Conversation. If you are listening to this show on the line and you want to jump into the punch bowl and join us, then please press 1. If you want to listen, feel free to just listen. If you want to jump in, press 1. If you're listening to this show on your computer and you want to join us in the punch bowl, give us a call at 657-383-1974. Again, that number is 657-383-1974. And press 1 to let us know you'd like to join us in the punch bowl. We welcome your comments, your questions. Just hang out with us for a little bit. Before I go too far and we introduce our guest, I have to introduce our other two co-hosts, A Bottle of Youth and A Bottle of Youth for Me. Good morning, good afternoon. How are you?
Oh, we're doing so fantastic. We're just waiting on Irma. We're going to hang out a little bit with her and planning on getting a boat next season.
It took me a minute to get that one.
West Coast.
It took a minute, but I'm like, yeah, I get that one. You know, we don't have Irma or Harvey or whoever here in Southern California. It's beautiful. I think it's been about 90-something degrees. So we are loving life right about now. But we do want to send out our prayers.
That went over your head. That went over your head.
It did.
It
did.
But
I caught it.
Don't worry about it.
Oh, now I'm short. Just because you're tall don't make me short.
Yay.
It's Friday, and that's why I call it our TGIF Friday show.
It's going to be a great, great party. It's going to be a great, great party today, I think. I think we got some surprises in store for everybody that's listening today, especially you, Sharifa.
Oh, shoot. I don't know. But that's why I love our shows, especially this one, because sometimes I try to censor myself a little bit. Totally uncensored today. So I'm looking forward to surprises. I just hope everyone can handle my response. So we do have a guest this morning. So who we have in the punch bowl, A Bottle of Youth for Me?
Yes, how are you doing? This is Smooth Selling. My name is Derek Birch, but I go by Smooth Selling. And I also have my father sitting here with him. We affectionately call him Papa Shop. You know, he performs with me as well. But, yeah, how are you guys doing today?
We are excellent. We have to give you we welcome you, but we have to give you a proper introduction. So for all of our listeners, we do have Mr. Smooth Selling in the punch bowl this morning, and he brings a new edge to the game with his new single, Incorporated. Incorporated is a song meant to inspire music lovers to look at themselves as a business brand. You represent you. Your style, dreams,
right.
Conversations, the way you move, all represent you. So, Smooth Selling, welcome, welcome. Tell us about Incorporated.
Well, Incorporated came about You know, I'm a music lover myself, so I listen to a lot of different music. And I admit myself, sometimes I sing music and it's catchy, and I find myself singing things that doesn't really have a meaning. So, you know, and I'm not going to, you know, point anything out or just credit any other artists for their work. But I just wanted, you know, people to have, because music, when you sing it, sometimes it's stuck in your brain and it can become you. You are what you eat. And mentally, you know, people take in music and music touches the soul. So I just wanted to put something out there that's, you know, in a way positive in its own way, that people can start saying it, I'm incorporated, huh? I'm incorporated. And that would make them think of themselves as a business. They keep telling them that, you know, themselves that, and maybe they will operate in that manner and, you know, brand themselves. And, you know, it doesn't matter if you're working a 9-to-5 or you you own your own business, whatever you're doing. But if you, you know, operate at a business level with a business mind, then, you know, you can succeed in anything.
Absolutely. And I believe that most people don't necessarily take that into account. One of the things that I always ask people when working with them is, are you operating a business or are you operating a hustle? And everyone, you know, people don't necessarily think that they're two different things, but they are completely two different things. When you're in business, there are certain things that you need in order to operate a successful business. If not, then you're just hustling. You need your business cards. You need your website. You need your social media. You need an office. You know, there are so many different things that you need in order for people to take you serious. So I'm definitely in agreement with you about your brand, and your brand represents you. Now, was there a time or experience that really made that crystal clear to you where you decided to focus on incorporating?
I mean, yes, of course. I've been hustling, you know. Some people can take the word hustle in a negative way, but, you know, hustling is, you can sell cars, you can, you know, hustle your CDs or whatever. But, you know, sometimes I found myself going in circles, you know, and not really operating as a businessman, but as a hustler, and just hustling. And, you know, I wanted to format my material in a way where I'm operating. And just when I meet people myself, you know, I like to smile. I like to, you know, bring positive energy to people, because when someone meets you, or no matter what situation you're in, people are going to remember that. And so I try to brand myself in that manner. And so I wanted to say I have a lot of hustle. You know, I do a lot of things. I work hard. And I wanted to just contain that, all of that energy together, and you know, move as a businessman. You know, move like Jay-Z said before, you know, I'm a businessman, not a businessman. I am a business, you know. And when he said that, I kind of took that in, and you know, it kind of made me, it inspired me as well to write Incorporated.
Yes. No, yeah. I definitely understand. There was a long period where I actually had the song "Every Day I'm Hustling" as an answer tone for my phone, and it drove my dad crazy because he was like, "You just, you know," he really felt it was negative. And I was like, "No, I'm not hustling people, you know, but I'm hustling,
right.
I'm moving, you know." That's what the word hustle means. It means to move really quickly, really fast. You know what I mean? That's what an entrepreneur has to be able to do. You have to be able to hustle.
Right.
You know, you can't, you're not a person who works 9-to-5. So when they get off at 5 p.m., and that's why I tell a lot of different people, you know, around me, and they always, you know, sometimes I work from home, sometimes I work from different places, and they're like, your job is so cool. And I do love my job, but I'm like, but when you get off at 5 p.m., you're off. You know,
right.
You don't have to worry about it until tomorrow at 9 o'clock. You don't have people calling you. You don't have emails that you have to answer. I don't even, you know, I work 24 hours, 7 days a week. I don't have the luxury of saying, call me tomorrow or I'll discuss it tomorrow. Now, some things I put off if they're not a priority, but I'm always hustling. I'm always moving. I'm always going. And that's what successful people do. That's when you are a business, because you can't just say, I'm closed. You know, your business has to be open 24 hours, 7 days a week in order for it to be successful.
That's right. I totally agree,
The fact that you are bringing that message to people, I think it's something that people definitely need to hear, because people need to focus more on their brand. And some of the things that people do, they don't take into account, it negatively affects their brand. So what are some of the suggestions or recommendations that you would have for people and have for our listeners to help them have a more successful brand?
I would say, put some thought in it. Just don't be all over the place, focus on what are your likes, what makes you, with me, it's different elements to me. My dad sang gospel. So, I rap. I don't like to be put in a box, but I can do gospel rap. If people want to put that in that category. But, I like the 90s era of hip hop. I like this era of hip hop. And so, sometimes, and I'm a lyrical person, so, artist, so I like to, incorporate that in my music. So sometimes I want to go hard. Sometimes I want to rap and really go rap with the best of them. So, I like coffee. I love sitting in the cafe. I have a song called Cafe Talk, which that's a whole another subject. But it's so many places that I be at, and I have such a creative mind that I like to try to continue to put it all together. And so, just, I would, tell people to, pull it all together, and you can be versatile as an artist. You can have a versatile brand, but, pull it all together and make it make sense. And so, I take a lot of time with my projects because a lot of people now, they're putting, material out constantly, and, people hear it 1 week, the next week they're on to the next. And I'm just trying to, put something out there that would stick to people, And so I would tell people to do the same and just, just focus, work hard, man. Just don't give up on your dreams, Don't give up on whatever you do. Just focus on it and believe in it. If nobody else believe in it first, and so that's the pretty much the advice that I would give anybody, to just, write your vision down on the paper, I got a song, and my dad got a song called I Wrote My Vision Down as well. And it's just about, in the Bible. I think it was in the book of Habakkuk. I can't quote it verbatim, but I remember it just saying, write your vision upon a tablet, and in due time, I see it come to light. So, this is just like having a plan, a goal, write it down on paper. If you're spiritual like that, pray on it, study it, follow each step. And, sometimes I, caught up in the everyday hustle and bustle of life, sometimes I get off my goals, but I try to ground myself and go back to it and push and get back to it, just can't never let up off it. So, because people dealing with a lot of things out here in life, and sometimes your goals, you can forget about it. You just got to go back to it. And if you got it written down, you got that vision written down, then you can go back to it. And you know, already prayed on that. And, it's going to come about. It's going to come, it's going to come to fruition. So that's my main advice is to, write your vision down, pray on it, focus on it, and grind with it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. Write the vision down and make it plain. When we write things down, we tend to think more about the details, and we can focus on the details of what we need to do. Just like when we go in grocery shopping, we know we need groceries, but what groceries do we need? So we get that little grocery list, and we write down, well, I need the apples, I need the milk, and these are all the items that we need. So if we don't have the items or the plans or the things in our life that we want or we need, then how are we going to go out and get those things? Because we haven't even determined what it is we need or what it is
yeah.
that we want, you know. And so I definitely agree.
When it comes to that, I do it all the time. So I might have to start writing my grocery list down because I agree because I go in there and just go crazy and forget stuff. So, yeah, and I guess you can do that in life, period, you know. That's a perfect analogy.
Absolutely,
yep.
Absolutely. So, I mean, I always tell people that, you know, my gift, everybody has a gift. God gave us a gift, gave each of us at least one gift, at least one gift. And that gift is for the sole purpose of you surviving on this earth. That thing, that gift is for you to be able to make a living to on this earth. And I believe and I know that I've been given a lot of gifts, you know, to speak to people, to inspire people. But my gift that I always talk about is the gift of manifestation. Again, while I'm here at Punch TV Studios, I have the gift of making money. I've always had the gift of manifestation and to pull things from the ethers and make them appear in real life. And that is my gift. But you know, one of the things that people don't understand about the ability to manifest is that you have to be crystal clear on what you're manifesting. And the way you do that is be clear on what you need or what you want, because you can put something out into the universe or the ethers or whatever you want to call it. But if you don't know specifically what you want, then how is anything going to be delivered to you? So we have to be clear, crystal clear on our goals and our desires in order for us to manifest those things in our lives.
I agree. Yep, I totally agree.
So you are a man of many talents. You do gospel, you rap. What are some of the other things that you do?
I also, I mentor. A mentor, a motivational speaker. I like to call it inspirational speaking. I have spoken at a few businesses, and you know, I like to share my life story, you know, with people to, you know, let them know.
Tell us your story. Tell us your story.
Okay. Well, first of all, I started out, you know, having to, you know, mature fast and adapt to different circumstances and just grow up. And I grew up in, like four foster homes when I was, like, 4 years old. You know, I separated from my mother. She had some mental issues, and she had a nervous breakdown. And I was in a foster home. And so throughout that journey, it's a pretty much a long story, but the foster home I actually went in is a woman who I affectionately called my mother as well. Her name was Rosemary. She passed away in 2007 while I was incarcerated. And, you know, she took me and my brother in. And so one of the family members wanted to take us in, and we went to go stay with another family member. Of course, we didn't want to leave because this one woman was like, our mother, she had me since I was four, my brother was two. And, you know, it was a long story. Me and my brother wasn't happy where we was at. So, you know, we ran away, went to stay with my aunt. Then they separated us, and I went into another foster home. He went into a foster home. And so it was like throughout that journey, I had to, you know, pick up things real quick because I'm going in different environments and around new people, new schools, got to make new friends, new family. And so throughout that journey, you know, at a young age, I was able to adapt to things. And so then, you know, I ended up moving back to my old neighborhood, my first foster mother. And in the neighborhood I grew up in, it was, you know, people doing the things that people do in the hood. Basically sell drugs and, you know, whatever. And I was intrigued by that. I was intrigued by the older guys or some of the guys that was my age, the money, you know, they had the, the nice cars, the Benz, the BMWs, and for some reason, I don't know where I got it from, but I always had a knack for dressing. I love to dress. I guess I got it from my pops, you know. But, you know, it was easy for me to, you know, dive into the streets. And when I dove into the streets, I dove into pretty much, you know, the element of hustling. And I loved it, to be honest. It wasn't so much that I loved selling drugs. I loved the hustle, you know. Of course, it was the money. But it was just the hustle and knowing I can get out here. And I was, you know, I was mid-level successful in it. I got into the streets about the age of 15 and did a lot, you know, seen a lot, survived a lot, survived shootouts, you know, real things that a lot of people rap about and they never really experienced it. So when I do rap about that, I try to shed light on the negativity of that lifestyle, the things that I had to survive as a kid that, you know, I thought I was grown, but I really was a kid, you know. My mind wasn't mature at that time, but I thought it was. And, you know, so I was just stuck in the realm of survival at that time. And I lost a lot of friends to death in prison. And once I went to prison at the age of 21, I had a 5-year sentence, and I was able to reflect, you know, a lot. You know, I learned a lot. That was a whole different school, you know. I met so many people, you know, quite naturally, like I said, growing up, I kind of studied people. You know, I was able to pick up on a lot of things just from a kid. So being in prison, it was just like, okay, I'm meeting this person, I'm around this person, and kind of like a psychology class, I had to, you know, read minds and, you know, operate different. And that was a whole nother school. And, you know, but I came home 5 years later at the age of 26. And I changed a lot. I mean, I'm not going to act like 5 years didn't hurt me. It really did. You know, I was away from my family. But most important to me was I was away from my hustle. I was away from the money. I was away from, at that time, the only way I thought that I could, you know, succeed in life. You know, because I dropped out of school in the ninth grade. So, you know, the only way I thought I would succeed would be, you know, selling drugs. And, you know, so I went hard at it, you know. And I got back out there. You know, I did try. I did get a job. I was working. You know, I got my GED while I was in prison. And I took my GED and joined the community college, took small business management, because even at that time I'm thinking, you know, I got to do something different. I got to plan to exit. I really don't want to be in the streets, but the only reason I didn't look at, you know, my actions and the harm that it was causing my community or, you know, people. I only looked at I got caught, just to be honest with you. And so, you know, I still tried. I went to school, taking small business management at a community college. I was working. I was working actually a telemarketing job, which I had to sell vacation packages on the phone. Which I ended up, once I learned the script, I got pretty good at it because it was a hustle to me. And I actually liked that job. I got excited. Oh, man, I sell something. And so, you know, I was dealing with some of the wrong people. But I don't blame anybody. I blame myself because I got back into the game that I know is no loyalty or, you know, is an illegal game and anything goes. So I was set up and I went back to prison for 11 years. And this 11 years is when I found myself, is when I really found God. I grew up in church. You know, my foster mama, she just take me to church. I'm from a real spiritual family. And it's just in me. And so I always prayed, even when I wasn't in church, you know, or I wasn't a real churchy person, but I just always believed in a higher power, always believed in God, and I always read the Bible. Once I went to prison, I was around a lot of different people, but my first 7 years, I kind of still had the same mind frame. But one day I just looked in the mirror, and I was looking at myself, and I'm like, you know, I don't want to go home and be the same guy, man. I really want to change. I want to give myself a chance. And also, excuse me, I skipped over something. This is when I started rapping. My first time being incarcerated. I just started playing around with a pad and writing because I thought it was neat when I used to see guys getting ciphers, which is like, guys group up in a circle and rhyme. I thought it was neat, and I wanted to do it. So, I started writing and practicing. And I was what you would call garbage at first when I first started rhyming. But I kept at it. I wanted to be good at it. And next thing you know, I was like, in the system, in the Virginia State system, I was, I was called, they knew me by Dondada. And Smooth Dondada, Smooth was my nickname as a kid. But, I got real good at it, and I was known as one of the best in the system. Like, whenever I come on a different compound, different correction facility, they knew me. They already heard my name. Like, oh, man, I heard you come rap. And, I tried to do it when I came home as well. But I gave the streets more than I actually gave my music. And I ended up going back. And so I was a little bitter, to be honest. My first 7 years, I was a little bitter. I was still smoking weed. They had the prison wine. I would drink my prison wine. I would just, I was never a negative type of person, but I was still bitter with my situation. It's like, damn, I blew my dreams, man. Like, I'm supposed to be out there, and I believe I can rap with the best. I know I can rap with the best. I can rap with Jay-Z. I can rap with DMX. I can rap with T.I. I can rap with Jeezy. I can rap with the best. I can rap with the best. I know I can, And people know me, they know I can. And I'm saying this with, it's facts, And I just feel like I blew it. So one day, like I said, I'm looking in the mirror, and I'm like, I guess God spoke to me, And it's like, you haven't blew it. If you change some things, I'm gonna redevelop your mind. And that's what I heard. And so I stopped smoking, I stopped drinking, I started working out every day, I started reading different books, I started reading my Bible, I got in a few different self-improvement classes. I got around a bunch of positive men that was in prison that may have been now 18, 15, 20 years. And I used to admire those guys, the way they walk. There's a lot of beautiful brothers in prison that's so positive. And even though their circumstances is dire, but they, walk with a lot of strength, and I admired that. And so, I wanted to get to know those guys. And so I got into the type of programs that those guys was in, and I learned a lot from them, because I asked questions. I'm a sponge when it comes to learning. And slowly but surely, I got the knack for writing again. I started, I tried at first. I couldn't get nothing out. Nothing would come out because I still would try to rap about drugs and guns, which was who I was at the time. That's like, I rapped about what, my community, what I seen in my community. But, I had to think to myself, what else do you like, And I was like, well, I'm a spiritual person. I like helping people. I like encouraging people. And so I, say, let me try to write from a different point of view and just share the harsh realities of my life, but do it in a more way that maybe it can help someone. And so I wrote a song called Everything is Blessed. And I always was, envisioned my father singing. And I kind of skipped the part when I met my dad, my dad, had got married and was, I can let him tell his story. That's a whole nother story. But, long story short, we got super close when I was around 16, 17. I went to stay with him for a couple months and we got super close and I found out he can really, really like sing, really sing. And I used to love just hearing him sing and, but I was so far in the streets, he wanted me to stay with him and get myself together. But, like, I was like, Dad, I'm out there now, man, And so, but, yeah, I wrote this song, Everything is Blessed. I wanted him, I always envisioned him singing the chorus on it. I was like, man, I think that would be super dope, to have me and my father on a song. And it's a true story, a real story. And, so we still pushing it. We still, we're going to re-release it.
You got some of that music right there?
Here we go. Hold this. Give him something, Pop. My dad right here. Pop it up right here. Give it to him.
We live okay, and learn in the mind frame. We give and earn in the mind frame. Almighty God forever planned. He turning oceans into desert sand. No one know where the wind blows. And seek the truth so we can grow. Whoa, Lord.
Growing up, drugs, guns, cops around. A young boy lost with no pops around. But I'm blessed, and now my pops around. He overcame the struggles. He sang a gospel now. I forgave him, I hugged him, I cried an ocean on his sleeve. Real life, I wear my emotions on my sleeve. Rosa May taught me to pray with emotion on my knees. I keep my head high. I'm smooth selling and cool. I got breast cancer, nephew fell in the school. I got to pray and I stay smooth selling and cool. My life is up in smoke, but I'm in hell in the Jews. I've been to prison twice, and I ain't learning to the second bid. I know how bad my criminal record is, but my experiences is helping me in this record biz. The people tell me how aspiring the records is. I encourage brothers, go to school, get a trade, something to get a gig with, something to feed them kids with. My partner came home, he got murdered, he just dead sick. So many go back to the game like they ain't dead, chasing their past glory. But I can't judge them, it's my past story. But God spoke to me, said he got a task for me. I got to be a leader in the eyes of men. And I failed only to rise again. Obstacles are meant to survive and win. And when you search yourself, you see that power lies within. We live and learn.
Is a time change. We give it earn in my mind frame. Almighty God forever planned. He turning oceans into desert sand. No one know where the wind blows. Let's seek the truth so we can grow. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord.
Mom's lost her kids. Led to her breakdown. Led to me hitting them streets. I sold crack. I sold smack. I served breakdown. I served weight round. I was incarcerated. Secure gates round. But I learned from the mistakes now. I hold love, passion, and faith down. I strengthen my spirit to create now. I'm just going to give y'all a little something. I don't want to wrap the whole phone conversation. But, you know, we just want to give y'all a little sample.
Yeah. That was wonderful. Thank you for blessing us with a little sample. We're going to talk a little bit more about your music, you, what you have going on. Right now, we are going to stop for a brief commercial break.
Okay. Are you an actor looking for your next role? Are you looking to audition to be cast in the next Hollywood project? One amazing way to do this is to work with Punch TV Studios, making movies and making magic. Join the actors group at Nabuki.com to find out about upcoming film projects and opportunities. It's a great place to network. Do you, Nabuki?
I'm Joseph Collins, CEO of Punch TV Studios. Growing up in South Central Los Angeles, my mother was on welfare. She fought day and night to get off welfare and give her children a better life. She would always say to me, "Son, this is the best that I can do, but you can do better." And I promised that I would do better and that I would be the catalyst for change in our community. Just like I promise you that together we can build a multi-billion-dollar media company that brings wealth back to our community, that resurrects blighted areas and puts people back to work. Be part of the promise. Be part of change. Invest in Punch TV Studios for only $1 per share. Call now, 310-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. Or visit our website at punchtvstudios.com.
Thank you.
As a filmmaker, you're brimming with ideas. But do you need help bringing your ideas to life? That's where Punch TV Studios comes in. We offer independent filmmakers a place to call home, as well as practical help, advice, resources, support, and most importantly, funding. Join the filmmakers group at Nabuki.com and network with industry professionals. Do you, Nabuki?
Do you, Nabuki? We'll see. Nabuki. We'll find some people. Because a bottle of you and a bottle of you for me are always on Nabuki. They are making it happen on Nabuki. All the videos, all the posts. I saw the video yesterday from Ms. Collier. I saw the Music in Pain video. I thought that was hot. I really thought it was hot. I really liked that video. We're going to see what we can do to open some doors for her here at Punch TV Studios. If you are just now tuning in to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios CEO Joseph Collins and your co-host Sharifa Hardy, you have missed out on an amazing show, so you definitely want to catch this show in the archives. If you're listening to the show on your computer and you want to join us in the Punch Bowl, give us a call, 657-383-1974. Again, that number is 657-383-1974, and press 1 so that we know you love to join us in the Punch Bowl. Today's guest is Smooth Stanley, and you just missed out on a little sample of him rapping and his father singing and helping him out. A father and son duo. It was amazing, amazing, amazing. Yeah. We absolutely love it. We love talented people. We love people who are not afraid to just be who they are, love life, and share their stories. Because like I always say, everything that I went through, every bit of pain I had, everything I lost had nothing to do with me. All of that, all of my struggles was for someone else. So I can talk to them, empathize them, and hopefully help them not to experience some of the things that I've experienced. So it's the same thing with you. You went through all these different struggles, and it looks to me that you came out wiser on the other side.
That's right. And like you said, it's definitely not just for me. It's not for me. It's for me to share. And if I can just, you know, change one person, and to God be the glory, you know, I just want to see people, to, you know, do great. I just want to see people to see that, you know, look at their struggle and say, hey, it's only temporary. I can get past this, you know, because as I look back on some of my struggles, it's, I gained so much from it, and I learned so much from it, and I received, at the same time, I received a lot of love, you know. And God always kept me in any situation. Any situation I've ever been through, he kept me. And I can look back and reflect back on things and see that. And that's why I move, I move. And, like, when I was in prison, that's what guys used to call me. That's how I picked up that name, Smooth Selling. They used to see me walk with my head high and, you know, walk my walk. A lot of people know me from my walk. And they, like, Smooth Selling. That's what they used to always call me. And, you know, that's the name of my company, Fly Forever. You know, Fly Forever is about, you know, it's inspiring being, you know, we're going to fly forever. Nothing going to stop us. I don't care, not no fall zones, not prison, not the streets. You know, I had attempts on my life, like, really? You know, I've been, you know, I've been.
You said, like, really? Not for faith, but for real.
Yeah, for real. You know, like, real situations that I survived, and it's like, I'm still here. I'm here, and it's got to be a purpose. You know, it's got to be a reason I'm here, and it's to share. Because I'm, you know, God blessed me with a gift, and I have to share it. You know,
you do. I mean, because the thing about it is, you cannot have a testimony without a test. You know, so you have to be able to go through all these different things, because you have to be able to testify and share your testimony to other people and give glory to God for everything that happens. You know, it's a beautiful thing to see that through everything that you went through, from foster homes to being incarcerated, that your spirit has not been broken. And in fact, it appears that your spirit has just grown so much stronger because of all the trials and tribulations that you've gone through. You know, and that's a wonderful thing, because so many times, you know, and this week and over the last couple of weeks, we've been doing a few shows on domestic violence. You know, and one of the things in those situations is that the first thing, more than anything else, and what abusers try to do is to break your spirit. You know, and so whatever you've gone through is that your spirit has not been broken. Your spirit is strong and just, you know, is getting stronger. So I definitely applaud you in everything that you're doing and how you came even thought about, you know, even had the inkling of an idea to become a CEO, to start your own business. That's a beautiful thing.
That's right. I appreciate that. Yeah, I'm focused, you know, focus is, you know, and I admit, you know, sometimes things get heavy on my shoulders, but like I say, you know, I keep it moving, keep going, and you know, keep my head to the sky, you know, feet to the ground, and keep on going, because I know, you know, I look at it like this, you know, I always tell my brother, like, either I'm crazy or I'm on the right path following my purpose, because I've met so many challenges. You know, I've received a lot of blessings in the process, but it's still challenging, and sometimes it can wear you out. Just everyday life surviving, paying bills, and, you know, I always tell people I can relate. I can relate to a lot of struggles. I can't say any, but I can relate to a lot of struggles that people deal with. And, you know, but either I'm crazy, I'm pushing for nothing, or I'm following my purpose, and I know I'm not crazy. You know, I got this. So, you know, I'm following my purpose.
There's two kinds of crazy. There's two kinds of crazy. This is a bottle of youth, and everybody know I can get crazy. All right, so one, you could be out of your mind and not be worth anything for yourself. The other crazy is that you're getting your hustler, you going crazy for the things that you aspire to be, you know, and that's what I see in you. You know, I would like folks to understand a little bit how you came to know Punch TV and the radio show, Changing the Conversation. How did you learn about this?
Well, I'm also a promoter or whatever. You know, me and a couple good people, we brought an artist down, Cassidy. He had the song "I'm a Hustler." I'm a hustler. Is that the song? Oh no, you say "Every Day I'm Hustling." That's Rick Ross. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we had brought Cassidy down, and I performed. It was a platform, you know, for me to be able to perform as well. And, you know, we had a great time. It was a success, you know. So the next day, was in Virginia Beach, Virginia, on the oceanfront, me and one of my cousins and one of my friends that I grew up with since kids. And so, you know, I had a room on the oceanfront, and we hung out down there that day. And so, you know, I said, hey, man, I got some CDs. Let's put our T-shirts on. We had incorporated T-shirts on. We had the CDs, so all of us took CDs, said, hey, man, we're going to get out here and we're going to, you know, we're going to work this oceanfront, man. And, you know, we got to put ourselves out there. We got to let everybody know, you know, what we're about. And because it's not just me. Smooth Selling, I represent Fly Felt, I represent, you know, my family, you know. And so we all out there. And so I got a crazy partner of mine who, you know, back in the days we was in the streets together, and he one of them type of guys. He go hard with the hustle, and I knew he would, you know, he'd be a great person to have close to me. He always been close to me, but, you know, he's a great person to have close to me because I know his hustling abilities, and I just want him to use it in a positive way. So he was out there focused and just passing out CDs, running up on cars, and so he ran up on a bottle of youth, and I can let him tell you how the situation made him feel or whatever, what he got from it. But, you know, he gave him a CD, said, hey, listen to this. And so we continued walking, we passing out CDs, and I guess they went up the streets or whatever, and they actually listened to it. Because, you know, a lot of people take a CD, throw it out the window, throw it in the back seat. They never really listen. So I appreciate them for even taking a listen. So, you know, they turned back around and, you know, said, hey, who is this guy right here? I like this. Who is this guy? And my friend was like, there you go right there. So, you know, I walked up to the car and they shared the information with me. And here we are. Here we are on the phone. And, you know, and I can let him tell, you know, the situation from his point of view.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
Typically when you're driving, you don't expect anyone to put their arms or hand in your car. I was at a stoplight, definitely running up to the car. And I'm pretty cool. You know, I'm from New York. I kind of understand what be going on. And he was like, hey, man, listen to this. Put this in your CD right now. And I said, okay. You know, his arm was already in the car. And either I was going to take him with me or go ahead and do what he was asking me to do. You know, it was really too late for anything else. If he wanted to elbow me, you know, he could have got that. But I put the music in, and what I heard was something like this. So with that, you know, it was quite interesting. You know, if you'd like to hear more of it, you know, I'm going to make sure everybody get a chance to listen to it on Nabuki. But it was at that point while we were going down the street. And see, I didn't play the whole thing because I wanted this to be realistic. I wanted this to be like it was for me and my wife and the dog that day. Okay? Down at the oceanfront, there's a lot of folks. So we always ride on the car. We let them know about Punch TV, $1 stock share. This was an opportunity I seen as I was listening to the music, which reminded me of Joseph Collins. Now, initially when I heard this song, I said, you know, this song is exactly what Joseph Collins is doing. Out there, he's hustling with his $1 stock, you know, the CEO. I was like, yo, this is perfect. But then I started realizing it was perfect for me, too.
Nice.
So it's a song that I rock with all through Atlanta, all through America, about 10, 15 times a day, because it's one of them songs, when you listen to it, if you're on your way to work, you're going to do the damn thing when you get to work. It ain't going to be no faults in that day. Because you're already set and you're motivated and you're feeling it.
Yeah.
Right, that means sometimes we never know.
Unincorporated, huh?
We never know how we're going to meet certain people. And sometimes we meet people in some of the random places. But, you know, it is. It's, if it's meant to be, it will be. So that's definitely a beautiful story. I mean, I love it. I mean, just listening to all of A Bottle of Youth's stories just blow me away because he's so passionate and so 100% dedicated to everything that he does. Yeah, so when you say, you know, you didn't expect him to listen to it, I would because, you know, I've been blown away. I've known A Bottle of Youth and A Bottle of Youth for me on Nabuki since probably October or probably October, but just the last few months of being able to really talk to them and get to know them, but they go above and beyond. I mean, we never asked them to travel across the country with PunchTVStudios.com on the back of their car.
Yeah.
And we wouldn't even have had that idea to ask them to do, you know what I mean? So when they first started doing it and we saw the pictures on Nabuki, we were blown away. We were like, wow, like who is this guy? Because first it was just A Bottle of Youth. And then A Bottle of Youth for me snuck in a couple of months later and, you know, started to get her shine on. But they are definitely two people who go above and beyond. And I just love them. But I just wanted to address your crazy comment. And the first thing that I would definitely say is you're not crazy because crazy people don't know don't ask themselves if they're crazy. They just crazy. They just go and do crazy stuff. They don't wonder about it. So when you ask yourself if you're crazy, you're sane because you're trying to figure out what's going on with you, which is a very sane thing to do. But I always have that conversation with Mr. Collins about crazy people in general because sometimes he's like, what we're doing is crazy. Like, we've literally changed the world. We've changed Wall Street. We've changed history. And I always tell him that anything that's new, people call crazy because they like the status quo. It's hard for them to think about anything else. I mean, so when we first got electricity, people were like, that's crazy. Nobody needs electricity. What are we going to do with electricity? You know, but now for us to imagine a world without electricity, now to me, that's crazy that somebody would want to have a candle in their home as opposed to being able to go to the light switch but it's the people who are before their times, because you can see the future. So people think you're crazy because they can't see the things that you see. So that's the gift that you have, and the blessing that you have is don't doubt the gifts, and don't doubt the visions, and don't ever wonder if you're crazy just because you see things that the average person is not able to see. Because in time, they'll see it, and then they'll remember, oh, yeah, Smooth Sailing told me this was going to come. He told me this was going to happen. Yeah. He told me this is what we should do, and that's what all great people do. They're ahead of their time.
Yeah. You know, it's crazy. As kids have, like, huge imaginations. And kids think anything is possible, you know. Mm-hmm. It's like when we become adults, it's like people scared to dream. People scared to you know, imagine and think big. And I have a very close friend of mine who have taught me a lot about music. I used to ask him questions all the time. He's been in the music industry for a while. He has a duplication company. They do a lot of promotional material up and down the East Coast, and definitely strongly in the area where I'm from, Virginia Beach, Norfolk, Tidewater area. And his company is called Coastal Media. But I used to always get a lot of things from him, and one day I went to go see him one day, and when I pulled up, he had like a crazy look on his face or whatever. I said, what? And he said, man, you know what my daughter just said? Because, like, a lot of people know me from my – I have a little Yorkie, and I'm 6'2", you know, I'm 6'2", 200 pounds, 210. So, you know, when people see a guy with a Yorkie or whatever, like, you know, they probably expect me to have a pit bull, or Rockwell or something. But that's my little buddy. I call him my little daughter. So, you know, people tend to remember me from, you know, seeing me with my dog a lot. And so, you know, I go see him all the time. And matter of fact, he's the one who brought me in on teach me the promotion game and, you know, let me get involved in bringing nationally known artists down, which also gave me a platform to showcase my talent. So, you know, I went to go see him one day. His daughter used to see me come in there when I was actually getting incorporated, printed up. He said, he had a crazy look on his face. He said, you know what my daughter just said? She said, Dad. I said, what? She said, Dad. She said, Dad, you know the guy with the little dog? They're like, yeah. So he's going to be famous. She said, and I like his music. And he said she just walked off. And, you know, I thought it was just weird, but kids see things. And it's not even about me being famous, because to be honest, I really don't care about fame. You know, I care about succeeding. And it's not even money-driven. Of course, money is the motivation only to better for my family and friends and you know, help whoever I can help. But it's just, you know, it's just about me succeeding in my dreams and just, you know, doing what I know God placed me on this earth to do. But it's like now people just don't dream anymore. And it was amazing that, you know, my man's daughter seen this, you know. You know, even just, you know, even think that.
Yeah, but I mean, sometimes we need the little innocent children to be able to see things and believe in things that, you know, will come to pass. There's nothing wrong. The love of money is the root of all evil. It's not money itself. I'm one of those people, and I talk about, you know, and I tell everybody here who comes into Punch TV Studios that I'm going to make them into multimillionaires, because it's right. Two things that I stand on. And number one, God blesses what you put your hand to, and we work hard. So why will we not be blessed? And then Scripture tells us, it is my pleasure to give you the kingdom. And if you look at any real kingdom, it's overflowing with abundance. I say if it's a broke kingdom, that's not a kingdom, that's a ghetto. You know what I mean? But if it's right. a kingdom, you're supposed to have more than enough. You're supposed, if you are made in his image and his likeness, how can you not have anything? You know what I mean? So fame, there's nothing wrong with fame. You know, you're supposed to have all these different things so you can help other people. So if you're famous, right. people can look up to you and say, you know what, if Smooth Selling did it and he went to prison and he was in foster homes, then guess what? I can do it too. You know what I mean? And that's what all this fame and money is for. It's for you to be able to have the resources to be able to help other people. So it's like sometimes, you know, we have to remain humble, you know, and pray and stay prayed up, but we're supposed to be successful. We're supposed to be famous. Yeah. We're supposed to be anything that we want as long as we are of service to other people, as long as we are of service to mankind. You know?
I agree. You know, they say wisdom is, what's the saying? I think it's in the Bible. Wisdom is despised by a poor man's wisdom is despised, or something like that, some of that nature. I can't remember the exact quote, but it's in the Bible. I believe it was in, you know what I'm talking about, Pops. It's saying,
I have to look that one up. I
got it for you. There's lots of things about, but absolutely nothing to worry about.
Yeah. What you say again?
I was saying, I got a saying for you. There's a lot to think about, but absolutely nothing to worry about. And I use that and I'm guided by life with that statement.
That's right.
Absolutely. You know, so I mean, what we're doing here at Punch TV Studios, we're literally changing the world, and we're just looking for, and we've had so many people who have come along the way and along our journey who have helped to make this IPO, this company, a success, but it's touched by God. I know that. And because our intention, our goal, our focus is to create thousands of new jobs, to be able to empower people so that they'll be able to create generational wealth. It's not just about me being rich. It's about my, you know, five great-grandchildren or great-great-great-grandchildren, like five generations from now, not having to worry about how they're going to pay for college or not having to worry about buying their first home. These are things that I want to take on my shoulders and worry about for them. So that's why I focus on generating the money and generating the wealth so that we don't have to worry about all these different things. So I just ask you and implore you to just keep prayed up and keep doing what you're doing, and then you'll see that the people around you and the fame is just going to come to you.
Yeah. I definitely will. I greatly appreciate that, and I greatly appreciate the opportunity to, you know, just to be up here with you guys and, as you know, feel this good love and positive energy and just, you know, to be able to share my story. I thank you for this platform. I really do.
Absolutely. So we want to thank Smooth Selling for being a guest on today's episode of Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios CEO, Mr. Joseph Collins, and I am your co-host, Sharifa Hardy. For all of our listeners, do not forget, Punch TV Studios is opening our doors Wednesday, September 27th to producers, to writers, to actors, to dreamers. If you want to be in Hollywood, Wednesday, September 27th, you definitely want to be in the house. There are two sessions. There's a 10 a.m. session. There's a 2 p.m. session. And we're going to let you know all about Punch TV and what we're looking for on the network, because Punch TV Studios right now is airing in over 26 million homes. We reach 16 million homes in Southern California from the desert to the sea. And then we're also broadcasting in Columbus, Ohio, in Mobile, Alabama, Houston and Beaumont, Texas, Jacksonville and Pensacola, Florida. Soon we will be broadcasting in your town. If you want Punch TV, go to our website at punchtvstudios.com. Come, send us a message, punchtvstudios.com. Send us an email. Let us know you want Punch TV, or give us a call at 310-419-5914. And while you're on the website, be sure to purchase your stock at $1 per share, because we are closing out the IPO officially and completely on October 4th. So make sure you, your friends, your family, if you have to travel across the country to make it happen, make sure everyone you know gets in on the Punch TV Studios IPO at $1 per share. It is Friday. Thank God. We will be back on Monday at the same time, 10 o'clock a.m. Pacific Standard Time, and we will see you then.
Thank you for listening to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios CEO Joseph Collins. Tune in Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time as we continue to change the conversation in contemporary media. To be a guest or to share your thoughts on Changing the Conversation, visit Nabuki.com today. Don't miss out on the opportunity to be a part of the company that's revolutionizing media. Visit PunchTVStudios.com to become a part owner at $1 per share.